You know, exactly 11 years from today, I was ordained to the diaconate. I didn't care much about the day itself because I was just excited, right? Finally, 11 years of seminary formation is about to come to an end, right? And I don't have to sit in class much longer anymore. Just the excitement as was there. And to know that, hey, I'm getting closer to the priesthood. Looking back in 11 years of my ordained ministry, especially as a deacon, I begin to realize how much the patron saint of the day really connected to my life. Today we celebrate St. Rita, and St. Rita is often known as the patron saint of lost or impossible cause. One of them is me, you know. Throughout my whole life, I see myself in a lot of impossible places and impossible situations where I think that I wouldn't be able to make it, or it's easier to walk away, or it's easier to give up. And I pray to St. Rita a lot, my patron saint, whom my ordained ministry begins as a deacon, to pray for her intercession, for her guidance, for her wisdom, for her perseverance, you know. St. Rita was given in marriage at the age of 12, even though she, from up young, had been expressing her desire to be a nun. But out of obedience to her family, she married a very evil, impious, unfaithful man. He slept around and he did a lot of horrible things to her. He abused her in so many different ways. And even her own son took up the example of their own fathers, mistreated her. She bore all of that out of love. And when her husband passed away, her sons wanted to revenge his death by, again, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And she prayed that they might not lose their soul in doing something that's wrong against the commandments. So God listened to her prayer, and both of her sons passed away. At the age of 36, Rita was now all by herself. And she asked to join a convent, but was initially rejected because she was a widow. But she persevered. She just showed up and began to care for the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned. And sooner, the sisters accepted her, and she lived with them for the rest of her life. But even then, God gave her a stigmata. Not even a good stigmata. He gave her a thorn from the crown of thorn. But that thorn is so smelly, in pungent smell, that it kind of drives people away. Rita bore the cross throughout her whole life, but with joy, with love, with perseverance, with devotion, with kindness, with forgiveness. What Jesus said in the gospel reading today reflects Rita so much. He looked at his own disciples and he said, you know, even when you leave me, I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble. But take courage, I have conquered the world. Even in our hardest days, our darkest trials, when we feel like we're all alone, that there's nothing else to live for, right? Or feel like, Lord, why are you giving me this cross that's so hard to bear? Know that just like Jesus, we're never alone because the Father is with us. God is with us. Today, I think about my own priestly journey And in a few weeks, I'll be celebrating my 10th year as a priest. I'm the only one left in my class. Many had left the priesthood. Many had gone other ways. And I look at myself and I go like, why am I still here? You know? And at times I feel like I'm alone, right? But I'm never alone, because God's with me. And we will have trouble in the world. And it seems easy to walk away too. But Jesus reminds us through St. Rita that we must take courage. We must abide. We must persevere. We must stay faithful until the end, because Jesus had conquered the world.